In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us now prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who bestowed the crown of martyrdom on the Bishop St. Adalbert as he burnt with zeal for souls, grant, we pray by his prayers, that the obedience of the flock may never fail the shepherds, nor the care of the shepherds be ever lacking to the flock. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The word of God continued to spread and to gain followers. Barnabas and Saul completed their task and came back from Jerusalem, bringing John Mark with them. In the church at Antioch, the following were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. One day, while they were offering worship to the Lord and keeping a fast, the Holy Spirit said, "I want Barnabas and Saul set apart for the work to which I have called them." So it was that after fasting and prayer, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So these two, sent on mission by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and from there sailed to Cyprus. They landed at Salamis and proclaimed the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. John acted as their assistant. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So let your ways be known upon earth, and the nations learn your saving
health. Let the peoples praise you, O Lord. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth reveal him.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Jesus declared publicly, "Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I, the light, have come into the world, so that whoever believes in me need not stay in the dark anymore. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them faithfully, it is not I who shall condemn him, since I have come not to condemn the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and refuses my words has his judge already. The word itself that I have spoken will be his judge on the last day. For what I have spoken does not come from myself. No, what I was to say, what I had to speak, was commanded by the Father who sent me. And I know that his command means eternal life. And therefore, what the Father has told me is what I speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It is true that each of us lives in a world of his own. So much goes on in our minds. What a thickly populated world that can be, and sometimes an unkind one. So often we are judgmental towards others when we have neither the knowledge or authority to judge them. And in today's gospel, our Lord says, "If anyone hears my words and does not keep them faithfully, it is not I who shall judge such a person, since I have come not to judge the world, but to save the world." The very powerful words of our Lord, to save the whole world in all its beauty, its mess, its love, and its sin and its evil. It is said, it's easy to judge, it's more difficult to understand. Through judging we separate, through understanding we grow. Finally, in the words of St. Paul to his letter to the Romans, "You then, why do you judge your brother? Or why do you look down on your brother? For we all stand before God's judgment seat." Let us turn to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray for the leaders and ministers in the church, that they may not seek honour and power, but in all simplicity serve their brothers and sisters. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For all those in public office, that they may not just seek power and private gain, but give the best of themselves to work for the interests of people and country. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
And let us pray for all those who have asked us for our prayers. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
And we continue to pray for all those suffering from the conflicts in the Ukraine and in Israel and Palestine, and also other parts of the world. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Now we turn to Mary, the Mother of our Lord. Hail Mary.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for listening to our prayers, both said and unsaid, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy Church.
Receive, we pray, O Lord, the sacrifice of conciliation and praise, which we offer to your Majesty in commemoration of the blessed Martyr Aldebert, that it may lead us to obtain pardon and confirm us in perpetual thinking, thanks in perpetual thanksgiving, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you are glorified when your saints are praised. Their very suffering are but wonders of your might. In your mercy you give ardour to their faith. To their endurance you grant firm resolve, and in their struggle the victory is yours, through Christ our Lord. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth, sing a new song in adoration, and we, with all the hosts of angels, cry out, without end, we acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus. Deus abhor, Deus urgere et terra, gloria tua.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Saviour of the world, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, the Order of Bishops and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Saviour's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that, by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign for ever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us now offer each other the sign of peace.
Agnus Dei,
qui paratis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, Agnus Dei, qui paratis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, Agnus Dei, qui paratis peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Let us pray. We have received your heavenly gifts, rejoicing at this feast day, O Lord. Grant, we pray, that we who in this divine banquet proclaim the death of your Son may merit to be partakers with the holy martyrs in his resurrection and his glory, who lives and reigns for ever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the peace and love of Christ.
Thanks be to God.